Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This is going to be an ongoing series. We're going to be teaching about, is it okay for a Christian to sin? This is a teaching we've done, so we're going to just do parts of it each day. If you would like it in its entirety, at the end of this, you'll be able to get a phone number and an address where you can call and get it in its entirety. We send them free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus as you listen today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
There's been several things on my heart lately. A couple of times, you know, Cheryl would look at me and think, what's wrong with you? And I've had other people tell me, what's wrong with you? What are you thinking? Are you okay? Well, yeah, I'm okay, but I got a lot of things on my heart. So the thing about it is, I want all of you to realize that when you are around a person, even though you may be their mate, you still don't know what's on their heart. You don't know what's bothering them. And so God told us to do one thing to everybody because he knows we don't know what's on the other person's heart. So what did he tell us to do for each other?
Love
each other. That's what he said. Just love. If I do things that you don't understand, if I say things that you don't understand, just love me. You know, because that's what God commanded you to do. If you do things I don't understand, I don't know your heart. I don't know the problems and trials and tests you've been through this week. You know, some people have been through tremendous trials and tests this week. And so I don't know your heart, and I don't know where you're coming from. So God just told me to love you. But yesterday, as we were getting ready to go from the healing school, I thought, well, we better stop and fill the car up with gas. And I looked up at the gas signs, and I hadn't looked at them all week. And I thought, wow, what has happened? I have never seen gas go up this much in one week in my life. And then we go home last night, and at racetrack it was $2.49, and we come back to church while ago, and it's $2.56. I thought, these demons of greed. So I don't know what's fixing to happen to the world, but I know that there's fixing to be some things that if you're a member of the church, you better really get your faith strong. Because that prophet out GLC the other day, I had a man here in this church that speaks Spanish, reads and writes Spanish, take this prophecy, and he spent 2 or 3 weeks with this thing trying to interpret it to me. He put it in writing for me. He spent a lot of time because this prophet that came from Mexico, he could not speak a word of English. But he came, you would never think about an old beggar-looking guy, you know, half his teeth missing, or 2/3 of them missing, you know, just a scroungy-looking guy that would walk from somewhere in Mexico to Midland, Odessa, and said, I come to see Al Cooper. He's the owner of GLC. And he said, I have a message from God for you. And so Al put him on GLC one evening for 30 minutes. His wife was there. And I listened to it. And went to dinner that night out there, and he told me when we got there, he said, I had a very unique experience in this prophet. And so he said, I put him on. He said he was from God. Doesn't that just sound like God? He didn't send a guy from seminary with a 3-piece suit on. You know, he sent an old guy with eating locusts and wild honey out there saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The king is coming. And who? No, that's some stupid guy out of the wilderness out here. You know, he couldn't really be from God. God don't do things like that. Well, let me tell you, he does things exactly opposite from what we think he would. So anyway, as this man interpreted this prophecy, and of course I heard what the man that was a Spanish-speaking man and an English-speaking man to a degree, I heard him give his interpretation of what the Spanish man was saying. But when this man that speaks and reads and writes and speaks Spanish here, that goes to this church, when I gave that to him, that DVD, and asked him to interpret it for me, he said a lot of times the man that was speaking Spanish and English didn't interpret the Spanish the original man spoke properly. And so, but I still came out with the same conclusion from both of them. And this is the conclusion, that shortly there's going to be a huge earthquake starting in California all the way to the northeast across America. Are you ready for that? What are you going to do this week, tomorrow, next week, 3 weeks from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now? If the news, CNN, comes on and it says they're the worst devastating earthquake starting in San Francisco or LA or wherever, or the whole east or the whole west coast of California just fell off into the Pacific Ocean. Millions have died. And the earthquake is opening up, the biggest one we've ever seen. It's come all the way across to all the way up to the northeastern states. And all the roads are destroyed. Power plants are all down. Nuclear reactors are all down. What are you going to do? Are you ready for that? And then he said there's going to be a huge fire in different places in the United States. One of them he named would start just west of Midland, Odessa, and said the huge eruption of fire. And I thought to myself, there ain't nothing in the world in Midland, Odessa, west that'll burn. How would you have a huge fire out there? If you set a city on fire, it couldn't be very big. Until I was down in East Texas preaching down there, and I told a man about it, and he said, oh my goodness. I said, what does that mean? He said, I have in my computer all of the underground caverns, because I manage and work with those, of all the propane storage in West Texas. He said, they go from just outside of the middle of Odessa, 186 miles west, and 80 miles from north to south, and there's millions of barrels of liquid propane stored under the ground out there. You think that wouldn't be an eruption? What do you think, what kind of a fire you think that would be? If the ground broke open and that was ignited, liquid propane will only stay liquid at 40 degrees below zero. Or at extremely high pressure. So they've got it stored under pressure, which is what they have. If the ground breaks open, then that pressure cannot be 150 to 200 psi. It'll be atmospheric. When it breaks open to atmospheric pressure, that propane will immediately freeze, just like your air conditioning system works. And as it freezes and bursts out, it will immediately begin to thaw out, and millions of barrels of propane will become millions of cubic feet of air that's saturated with a burnable fuel. And all you got to have is one spark, and that whole thing will blow up like a nuclear bomb. And West Texas will be no more. Are you ready for that? But do you know what he said? He was also asked the question. He said, the Lord told me to tell you, this is the only thing that will stop this. And I have all ears when he said that. And you know what he said? If the church will repent and turn from her wicked ways, I will not let this happen. You wonder why I can have a heavy heart? The name of the message today, is it okay for a Christian to sin? Is it okay for a Christian to sin? Well, let's see what the Lord has to say about that. I was told too many years I was just an unworthy sinner saved by grace, and so I didn't see anything wrong with a little sin here, a little sin there. But I now realize that I was living in total deception. And that's where the church is today. Only the church today is not living in a little sin. We are living in gross sin. We are lying. We are stealing, we are cheating, we are committing adultery, fornication. We're doing everything wrong. Words that come out of our mouth, foul words, words of profanity, everything out of a Christian's mouth. Is it okay for a Christian to do those kind of things? Well, let's start off today and let's go to the Word of God to start off with. I've had lots of people, it seems like also I've had so many people ask this question, does Christians have to be perfect? After all, we're not perfect. We can't be perfect. You know, we just have to sin a little once in a while. Well, I'm here to tell you today that's a wrong mentality to have. And Matthew chapter 5 is where we're going to start for the very first scripture. Matthew 5. Father, in the name of Jesus, as this message that you've laid on my heart today, as you speak these words out of your word, I ask you to touch every person's heart. And Lord, there's only a handful of people here today, so I know these CDs and DVDs will go throughout this country. So I'm asking you to touch the hearts of the men and women and hear this message, that it may change them forever. So they will begin to do what you say in your word and not what they've heard, unless what they've heard lines up with the word. So Lord, I rebuke every devil of hell, that no demon of hell would steal one word of this message today out of anybody's heart or mind, and that you will send the Holy Ghost today to lock these words in our heart and our mind so we will not sin against you. And I praise you and thank you for today. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now people will try to explain away what he's trying to tell you there. But what is it we don't understand about be ye perfect as God is perfect? Now then, do you think God had even just a little bit of sin in him? No, not at all. So if God had no sin in him, none whatsoever,
praise the Lord, we'll have to stop right there today with the teaching, but we'll continue tomorrow. So we invite you to give us a call if you'd like this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. We send out everything free and postpaid. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there go to free media, and you can fill out an order form, and you can order anything you like there, free and postpaid. We'll send it to you. And remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the only Lord and only God. So whatever you do, serve Jesus, the King. Praise the Lord.